Since the beginning of time, there have been creepy high school teachers.
Mm-hmm, unfortunately.
These days we hear about them more because we've learned what to look out for. This story, if the allegations are true, isn't one that takes a lot of investigating because it may be the most bold example of a high school employee doing something inappropriate that we have ever seen. Ever.
I'm nervous.
You're hanging out.
I don't know why.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible time, Timmy, running the board for us. Tommy is off on a jet plane with his wife. They are off seeing family. If you're an old school fan of the break room, you're well aware of Terrible Time, Timmy. He's got his own little fan base that follows him around. If you have never seen Terrible Time, Timmy, just for reference for the rest of the day, because it's going to come up multiple times, I highly encourage you to log on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com. YouTube and Twitch to look at Timmy.
Just look at him.
Just stare at Timmy for a little while.
I'm in a zoo.
No, because like we've said, like we, and I think that was the perfect way to describe him this morning. He's scary, not in a gory way.
In an uncomfortable way.
Yeah. Like he's a person, but you don't know
he's
how.
Like a ghost.
Yeah, yes, yes. Like how are you a person, I think is the question.
That one I'm still working on the answer to.
It's rhetorical. So. It didn't need an answer for it.
Oh, got it.
Tomorrow, big day here in the break room because Tommy will be off again. We are going to have a co-host, and we're really making
a historical day.
Yeah, it is. We're making this person's dream come true.
Yes.
This person is.
Are we?
Actually, we are. Rochester radio icon. She is beloved, and this is the only station after all the years she was on the air that she's never appeared on. Tomorrow, with Kimmy and I. The Break Room will host Terry Clifford.
Ooh, I'm excited.
All morning long. And if you've listened to Terry Clifford for the decades that you've been on the radio, you know her as this sweet and fun and amazing woman. What you don't get to see is what she really is, a monster. She's the meanest person you'll ever meet in your life.
She's like looking forward to being on the station so she can be mean.
I think you're right.
I'm a little nervous.
I love Terry. I would lay down in traffic for Terry, but she's one of the meanest people I've ever met, and we're absolutely going to get Mean Terry Clifford tomorrow here in the break room on CMF. So getting into this story, it happened just east of us. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Back on October 10th, police were called for reports of a man possibly drinking alcohol in his car in the parking lot of a high school.
All right. Already off to a bad start.
Yeah, not good. Not good. When authorities got there, they say they found the 54-year-old vice principal of a local elementary school.
Oh, no.
They say they also found a bottle of alcohol in the trunk. And so far, if the allegations are true, right, the caller's suspicions, they were correct. But it's also not the worst thing they found in that truck. Police also say he was with a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
Now, I want everyone to take a second.
So he's an elementary school
vice principal. Vice principal.
With a kid that is too old to go to that school.
Yes, 15-year-old kid.
And not his daughter.
Not his daughter.
Not anybody he's related to.
No. I'll say it in a sentence so we all understand. A 54-year-old vice principal of an elementary school was found in a pickup truck on the property of a high school.
In the school parking lot.
You got it. With alcohol, two shot glasses, and a 15-year-old girl. What makes it even worse, it was later discovered this happened during a high school football game.
Okay.
With like...
I was wondering why he would have been at the school and that
I think that's
it.
The last thing you should be wondering with all of the things we have so far in
questions.
The story. Okay, all right. So there is some good news here. When the 15-year-old girl was interviewed by police, she told them the pair have never had a physical relationship. So that's good.
Just shot buddies.
Yep. Okay, no, shot buddies.
Well, you said there were two
shot glasses. And a
I just assumed.
Okay.
My bad.
But the 15-year-old girl did say they would call and text each other. The vice principal was arrested. He's been charged with endangering on the welfare of a child, unlawfully dealing with a child. He's been put on leave from his job. Pretty good move there. Police say the investigation is ongoing. There could be more things before this is all said and done. The only thing that could have made this story worse. He is an elementary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
How did you connect with this 15-year-old?
Well, that's what I was thinking. As a vice principal, it's not like you are interacting with, like, you don't have a classroom of kids every day. So I don't even know how you would have connected with a student on that level in the first place.
This wasn't a student he had when she was in elementary school.
Oh, so this
I'm asking. That would make this story somehow in my mind worse, that you knew her even
I assume
younger.
This was a student that's gone through the school. It's part of the school district.
Now, I don't know if it's part of the school district. I don't know if it's someone he meets online.
At the football game.
But it doesn't say it was his school district.
Okay.
It could have been. It doesn't say specifically this happened just east of us. I mean, look, obviously a 54-year-old man with a 15-year-old girl is disgusting. But if you noticed her when she was younger, that somehow makes this awful story.
Yeah, where did the connection start?
There you go.
That's not somehow worse. That's just absolutely worse.
Okay, well, I'm saying somehow, how does it get worse than what we're at right now? All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If the allegations are true, where did this guy get the balls to attempt what he is accused of? Because we are obviously not...
in a parking lot full of parents.
Thank you!
And other teachers, potentially.
Thank you!
And other students everywhere.
Look, we are not here to offer tips on how to meet underage girls. But...
I mean, just think about, showing up to a football game drunk. Take the student out of it.
No, I mean,
it's a terrible look.
Having just alcohol in your car, to your point, even if he did not have a 15-year-old girl in his car, he would have lost his job for having alcohol and shot glasses in his truck on school grounds. I mean, look, thank God he didn't have a better idea on how to do this, but you're texting a teenager. You're meeting up with a teenager. You are in a parking lot of a high school during a football game.
There's a lot going on.
Right?
You're not hiding anywhere.
Okay. We said earlier, creepy high school employees have always existed since the beginning of schools. Doesn't matter the generation. Do you think it's a worse problem now, or do you think this problem was worse back in the day? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Oh, I think it was worse back in the day.
Why do you say that?
Because I feel like everybody I know has a story of a creepy teacher.
Everybody.
Pretty much. Even if it didn't happen to them, they know somebody that was creeped out by that teacher or that had a weird interaction with a teacher. Whether or not it ever came out about that teacher is one thing. But I do think that there was just I think there was less hesitation from these creepy teachers because they thought that they would just always get away with it.
Timmy, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. There's a lot more back then. There weren't ways to document it. Now everything is on camera or accessible to
you can see
recorded.
Conversations. Yeah.
There's documented proof through text messaging and stuff that we didn't have when we were kids. I think the issue is we didn't realize that it was weird until we became adults. It was like, oh, damn, that actually wasn't normal.
I mean, and I think that when I say problem, I don't mean problem on the kid side, right? Because, look, you're a kid. You don't know any better. But it is interesting that no matter the generation, you're right. Like, when someone older shows an interest, you look at it as like, ooh, not... Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Unless that's changing now because of how this all looks to people with the actual interactions we're seeing between adults and kids now. Because, I've told this story on the air before that this happened at a school I was at, and it was a grown-ass man and a girl, and it was a teacher we liked, and we were like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up dating the girl who this happened to. It 100% happened. And it was like a big eye-opening moment for me as like a human being. But like my first thought was, no, man, there's no way this could have happened. He's too cool. He's like us, man. He's like the cool, fun young teacher. And then as an adult, you look back and it's like, oh, yeah, of course it's that guy.
I also think everybody has a story about a teacher who all of a sudden went away. Mm-hmm. And you don't know why, it's probably to this day, why all of a sudden they left or were fired or whatever the story is. But I... Now that we've seen more and more of these stories, I always wonder, did something happen that just nobody ever found out about? Because, again, at the time, there wasn't, the conversation spelled out or it wasn't covered. It was kind of covered up in a way.
Right, it didn't make the news back then. You just kind of went away and
nobody found out about it.
And now it's documented daily.
But you bring up another good point. If this was more common today versus back in the day, right? Those teachers... they could just be fired quietly, they would go get a job at another school, which would give them more access to people that they could try and take advantage of. Whereas today, I mean, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this story. It happened just east of us. A 54-year-old vice principal of an elementary school was arrested after police say they found him in his truck in the parking lot of a high school at a football game with a bottle of alcohol, two shot glasses, and a 15-year-old girl. The good news, the 15-year-old girl said during an interview with police the relationship never got physical, but she did say that they were texting and calling each other. He's been arrested, charged with a bunch of stuff, and the investigation is still ongoing. Like, this guy, he's going to lose his job if he's guilty of the
allegations. Name's out there.
You got it. And
I don't
he's
know
not,
what job you're getting.
There is no way you're going to get hired ever again, whereas, you know, 30 years ago, to avoid scandal.
Just move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? How do these guys not think they're going to get caught?
Well, especially today, to your point, and with as bold as they've been about communicating with these students, I don't know.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I don't know how you have that lack of judgment.
Like, thank God everything works out the way that it does when these people get caught, but to the point of lack of judgment. I have two teenage daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them to keep anything a secret. Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking like normal daily stuff, right? Like my wife and I will stop talking about certain things when my kids walk in the room. For you to have a relationship like this, which is disgusting, and your freedom and job relies on them not telling anybody, for you to put that kind of trust in a teenager, boy or girl, is insane.
It is.
It is insane to me that you think this will never come out.
Yeah.
Again, it's documented. All they would have to do is show somebody and you're done. It's over.
And it's never, and even if, let's say, you felt like you could trust them to keep that secret, and let's say they kept that secret for a year or two, it could still bite you in the ass down the line. I mean, like that information can still come out years later, which we've seen too.
We've
like, even
watched,
if you thought you got away with it, you're never in the clear.
I mean, let's put it this way. If you have a teacher that's 30, 35 years old, having a relationship with a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid that's, you know, in school with you, you're going to have to teach for another 30 years.
Right.
That kid, when by the time you're
ready. Even if you're done teaching, you could still, I mean, there are still consequences you could face.
100%. Like, grown-ass person, your job, your family, freedom on the line, disgusting intentions for a child aside, why would you put, what loyalty does that teenage kid have to you? What is the future for them with you where they go, I have to keep this quiet, unless there's a shame to it, but I don't feel like there's shame. Like, back in the day, you're right, there may have been a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did that kid do?
Yeah.
Or that teacher, that kid felt
like they would never be taken seriously.
Like, thank God now, right? Nobody is going to look at a kid making an allegation and go, no. And they're not going to say, well, what was that kid doing to attract that kind of attention?
Well, and I mean, you talk about having trust in that kid to not say anything, but if you're texting, calling, emailing, communicating in some way, you don't think like that parent never gets a hold of their phone?
It's a great point.
I mean, that's the other thing I can't wrap my head around. Like, even if that kid was to maintain the secret, I would think eventually, like, a parent is going to see something weird or suspicious.
And, like, think about how much your life as an adult, if you are caught doing this, would have to change. Because, again, like, in this story, if the allegations are true, you have a 54-year-old man, a vice principal of an elementary school, in a truck in a high school parking lot during a football game with a 15-year-old girl.
Just giving a kid alcohol or being drunk around a kid is a bad look.
Two shot glasses and a bottle of alcohol, right? His job's gone. You got to find a new way to make a living. You're going to jail potentially, even if you don't. Past all that, if he's married, that's over, right? You're going to have a hard time.
Yeah, your family, bye.
Yeah, you got it. If your kids are young, you're not going to see them. If your kids are older, they're not going to want anything to do with you. You also have to find a new town to live in that's like far away.
Yeah.
Because you cannot walk around that community after something like this happens and expect people to treat you in a certain kind of way.
But even if you move on to somewhere new, you find a new community, group of people, whatever you do for a living, it only takes one person to Google you.
Yeah, you're right.
And now your reputation's ruined in that circle, too.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be a name.
You really can't run away from it.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story here, if you're thinking about having a relationship with a teenage kid, don't do that, because one, you're disgusting, and two, it's going to ruin your life. It is absolutely going to ruin your life. So let's stop having relationships with teenage kids.
Don't even think about it.
All right, good job. Let's take a break. Get a little lighter in here. Are we all wearing jeans today?
Yep.
All right, you got jeans on, Timmy? You got jeans?
Khakis, close enough.
Okay. Of course.
Could have said yes. My bad.
Put on his best slacks today.
It is TJ Ryan's hoodie.
It's a nice place.
All right, no, I'm not. I love TJ Ryan's. With a quick sidebar before we get into this. My daughter had a hockey tournament over the weekend, and I noticed that all of the hockey dads who are around my age are now wearing sweatshirts with the names of their favorite bars on them. Is that something you age into? Because I didn't notice that when I was younger. It's like an over 35, 40 thing.
It's also a great drunk purchase because, like, they usually have them displayed on the wall.
Is that what it is?
And I think the more sips you take, the more like, I think I need that. It's like the best impulse buy.
Like one of my buddies, it was a Fairport Inn embroidered three-quarter zip. It was made by Adidas. It looked like a $90.
And it's weird, too, because it's not like it's a place you're never going back to.
Exactly. Like, do you wear that in? Like, hey, guys, yeah, you remember this sweatshirt?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Breaking news, the price of everything is going up. But the good news, this item, which is getting more expensive, you have options. Lots of different price points you can jump in. You can spend as little or as much as you want on these. And either way, you're going to be fine. Because at some point in every man's life, he decides, this is what I spend on a pair of jeans, and it never changes forever. You hang it out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy off visiting family with his wife, Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible time, Timmy, behind the board. Thanks for being here.
You got it, man.
That and more from Timmy all morning long. Kimmy, you're in jeans today.
I am.
I'm in jeans today. Timmy screwed up the whole thing by wearing khakis.
Missed the email.
Levi's, the jeans company, makes America's most recognizable jeans.
The jeans.
That's right. Did they invent jeans?
I don't think so.
I don't know why you're laughing. I think that's a possible thing. Will you Google who invented jeans, Timmy?
Sure.
Thank you. Levi says their prices are going up.
Okay.
In fact, their prices have quietly been going up for the last few years.
And is that because of the material?
So the company is blaming a bunch of different stuff. Inflation, tariffs. They say they have no choice. But something interesting.
Is there anything that isn't going up?
No, you're right. Valid point. But there is something interesting happening with Levi's that isn't happening with other companies. They're not selling less jeans.
Oh.
Despite the price.
Is that because of Beyonce?
Is she a Levi's person?
She sings a whole song about it, Pat. Where have you been?
I have no idea. I have multiple.
I think she's in the ads right now.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not watching Beyonce commercials. I'm sorry.
Just letting you know. So, sells a lot of jeans, apparently.
Despite the price going up, people are sticking with Levi's, and there may be a reason for that. Once you decide, as a man, what you are going to spend on a pair of jeans, that is the amount you will spend for the rest of your life.
Is it? So it's the price that does it, not the brand and the fit? Because I'm thinking, like, once you know your size in a pair of jeans that you like, that's what you stick with forever, no matter what the price is.
So there's a problem with that, and that leads us to the big jean dilemma we're about to discuss. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Timmy, who invented jeans?
It was indeed Levi Strauss.
Oh, who looks like you laughed at me, you stupid dick. Skinny-ass, creepy-ass, ugly-ass bitch.
And Jacob Davis, but nobody cares about him.
I don't know who that guy is. All right. When you're going to buy jeans as a man, do you want good quality jeans that will last you a long time? Because they're going to cost you, but you can have one pair for like the rest of
your life. Invest in your pants.
Do you care about the style of the jean? Because jean style, of all of the styles, changes fast, especially the last couple of years.
It changes fast, but I don't think guys are changing their styles as fast as these styles are changing.
Okay, so let's
talk. Some of you guys are holding on to those skinny jeans a little too long.
Well, that's just it. I don't know what jeans are even in right now. And for my age, what jeans I'm supposed to wear. Because you're right. We're not doing skinny jeans anymore. But I feel comfortable.
But that's what you got used to.
Yes.
That's what you came of age in.
I have one pair of skinny jeans that fit me like a glove. And I love these jeans.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give them up. So I'll keep wearing them. But I feel like I look like an idiot. Do I look like an idiot?
No, you don't look like an idiot, but you look like your generation. So you look like a millennial.
Because, like, Moose won't stop wearing skinny jeans.
Yep. But you are Moose.
No, but that's
you two are one.
No, we're not.
In the same jeans.
We're not. I look at Moose in his skinny jeans,
yeah,
and I think he looks like an idiot. But when I see me
in the mirror,
I think I could pull it off okay. I think I still looks appropriate.
Same vibes. Hate to break it to you.
Timmy, when's the last time you bought a pair of jeans?
It's been a while. 5 or 6 years, probably.
All right. Where do you go to buy your jeans?
The mall. Nowhere special. Just whatever. I don't have a jeans.
You don't have a store?
Loyalty.
Though?
Okay. I feel like you're unique. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. All you men out there. Do you have a jean spot? And if it's not a spot, a brand, the only kind of jeans you could buy. Because I now only buy my jeans at Marshall's.
But those are different brands.
I understand. But I will not spend more than $40 on a pair of jeans.
Hmm.
If it's $40.
That also requires a lot of trying on of the jeans, I'm guessing, which is something that a lot of people in general don't enjoy doing at the store.
Okay.
So that's why I thought you usually stick to like a brand, a style, and a size. And you don't try them on. You just buy them off the rack.
So there's a brand that Marshall's normally carries called Joe's. And I think they're supposed to be like nice jeans. But like I always get the ones that like people don't want. Weird colors.
Okay.
Weird fits. So like, yeah, I can get those for $40. I don't have to try them on. I just bring them home and I rock them.
Okay.
Like I'm wearing them today. And they feel fine.
I honestly can't see them, but
they're not
okay.
They're not broken in yet, yeah. So I still feel uncomfortable with the jeans.
Yeah, give them a little stretch.
You don't understand, Kimmy, what it's like to be a man in jeans.
I don't remember the last time I've seen my husband in a pair of traditional jeans.
What's traditional jeans?
Like blue jeans. He mostly wears like joggers or like, I don't know what the material is, but that kind of pants.
You're going to make fun of me for skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And your husband still wears joggers?
Well, so he just recently, I wouldn't call them joggers, but they're like the pants that are
with cuffed at the bottom that are like khaki material?
No, they're not cuffed. I don't know, but they are kind of athleisure. If that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't remember the last time I saw him in a traditional pair of jeans. He has two pairs of jeans right now that he got from a buddy. Who I guess his buddy bought these jeans online. They didn't work out for him. So he gave them to my husband to try. And when my husband put them on, I was like, I don't think I've ever, in the time we've been dating, I've never seen my husband in a pair of blue jeans.
Did you like him in the blue jeans?
It was off-putting.
You didn't like the blue jeans?
Because I just am not used to it.
I thought every woman liked their husband in a nice
pair of jeans. It looked good. I didn't recognize him. I'm like, who is this man in jeans?
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. With this story that the prices of Levi's are going up, not too much. It's not affecting their bottom line. People are still buying Levi's, and there's two reasons. One, once you find a brand or a store you like as a man, you stick with those jeans. Two, once you find a price point that you like, because even if the jeans for Levi's are going up 5-10%, that's, you know, $2.50 to $7, depending on where you're buying the jeans from, you're going to stick with it. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Mike. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Jeff. Oh, not too much. So, old man rant. So, I'm with you. I go to Marshall's, and I like the Lucky brand, the Lucky jeans or Lucky brand jeans. They got just enough stretch in them. They look like normal jeans. You can get them in different colors. So, I'm with you. I'm all on the Marshall's train. So, I specifically went to Kohl's one time because I wanted, good, sturdy, Levi's jeans.
Yeah.
And within, I don't know, maybe a few months, because of my phone, it blew out the back pocket. Mm-hmm. But my Lucky jeans have never blown out a back pocket with my phone.
The phone or the wallet test.
Okay, but here's the problem, Mike, and I hate to be the guy to break this to you because you seem like a really nice guy, Mike. It's not the phone, it's your ass, buddy. Your ass is what blew the phone through
the
pocket.
It very well could be, but in the same phone and the same ass and different jeans, not a problem. So I'm saying it's a jean problem.
All right.
It's a pocket problem.
Well, see, here's the thing, and this is, Mike, are you a man who has powerful thighs like I do?
Probably once upon a time, sure.
Okay, sure. All right, fine. you need to have the right stretchy amount of material. Because if your jeans are too stretchy, it looks like you're not wearing jeans at all. It looks like you're wearing leggings. If your jeans aren't stretchy enough, right, like you can't move around like Mike said. Because non-stretchy jeans look the best, but then you just have to stand straight up with your arms at your side. You can't do anything, Mike.
Right, exactly. And you don't want to go back to the old baggy style where it looks like you're wearing bloomers and nobody can see your feet.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely
need... Those are in, though.
In certain age demographics, I'm sure. I'm almost 50. I'm not pulling that off anytime soon.
Hey, man, don't sell yourself short, Mike. You can do whatever you want.
Give it a try, Mike. Just for old time's sake.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. No, to his point, we've talked about this in the past. When I was in middle school, JNCO jeans.
All the styles that you, if you're a millennial in that age group, right now all the styles that you grew up with are now popular with your kids, which makes for a very awkward feeling, because I want to be like, no, I wore those first, but no, I'm not going to wear them again. I refuse.
I would love to wear JNCO jeans again, because you get so much leg room. Now, they cost like $250.
You're going to trip over yourself at some point.
You're right. In the wintertime, the salt's just going to eat up your jeans.
Not great.
Very common, because I didn't get JNCOs when I was in middle school. I had to buy Zone jeans from JCPenney, which were like the knockoff version, and the crotches blew out constantly.
Yeah.
But the leg room you got in those wide-ass flappy jeans,
yep.
What I would give to have that comfort again.
But why don't you buy yourself a pair?
Kimmy, I'm 39. I'm going to look like a complete jackass.
You don't have to wear it out. Or just put on a pair to see what it feels
Kimmy,
like.
Kimmy, no. You just want me to look like an idiot. I'm going to look like an idiot. And I'm not going to spend $250 for a pair of wide-ass leg jeans with a skunk embroidered on the back pocket. I'm getting direct ads for them now, too. Like, the last couple of weeks. Like, it knows what I wore back in the day.
Did you ever give away your... Like, did you... When you cleaned out your closet as a kid, did you throw stuff away or did you donate it? Because if you donated it, there is some kid out there right now wearing your old flappy jeans, and they called it a score.
All right, so no, none of my jeans from childhood survived.
Oh, they true. All had, yeah, you always blew out the crotch.
Yeah, I learned how to. My brother and I both learned how to sew legitimately because we had to keep fixing the crotch in our
patch
jeans.
It up.
Yeah, I don't know why you're laughing. It's a very traumatic.
Patchy jeans.
The other thing that nobody talks about when it comes to powerful thigh fat kid jeans, they used to make these patches. They still do, and they sell them at Walmart where it's like glue, so you don't have to sew. So Ryan and I were like, oh, this will be easier. So we would like, you know, pull out the crotch, flatten them out, and like sew the patch over it. Well, the glue gets warm while you're walking around from the friction of your thighs. So like you'd be sitting there and all of a sudden like your thighs would start sticking together because the glue melted.
What's that sound?
It's more of a smell.
Oh,
it's not good.
That's gross.
We have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Connor writes, I bought a pair of jeans last year from Bass Pro Shop. They're flannel line. They're great for everyday heavy-duty use. $40, best jeans ever, better than Levi's. Does your husband have flannel jeans?
I don't think so. Okay, I do. I will say, I don't know if you classify these as jeans, but he has a pair of like black, I don't know if they're denim. They're black pants.
Okay.
That are probably the closest thing he has to jeans.
Okay.
And... Yeah, no, they're not from there though.
Timmy, you ever buy a pair of flannel jeans?
I've had one pair, yes.
They're life changing.
Enough to have the one
pair.
So
they're not jeans. They're
jeans.
Flannel.
No, it's jeans on the outside, flannel on the inside.
That seems like you'd get way too sweaty.
There are specific.
That is a pair of sweaty, gross, stinky jeans.
There are specific places you wear the flannel jeans. Like if you're a working guy outside, perfect for
okay.
you.
Okay.
When my daughter has like a hockey game at a specifically cold rink, I'll wear the flannel jeans.
It's like wearing two pairs of pants.
It really is. It's great. It is great. I'm getting a lot of guys writing us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, that they buy their jeans online. I don't know how any man could buy.
Well, that's how my husband inherited the jeans that he did. Yeah,
like the way a pair of jeans fits on your legs is such an intimate feeling that if anything is off, I can't force myself to wear jeans that don't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
You have to do like the stretch test, the squat test.
Oh, but it's more than that.
Anytime I've ever seen any man in a dressing room coming out to show like his wife or girlfriend, whoever his jeans, he will do every movement in a yoga sequence that he possibly can.
And that's important. But it's more than that, Kimmy. It's more than that. Because the jeans also have to fall back down the right way after you do your yoga sequence.
What do you mean by fall back down?
So I have bought jeans where like they're stretchy enough and it's cool, and then I start wearing them and I realize like they get
caught like on your calf.
On my calf, yes. And now I look like I'm wearing high water pants, and I gotta like bend down. I gotta keep every time I sit down.
Those jeans are
up.
Too tight for you.
Okay, but if I wear wide leg jeans, I look like I'm wearing hammer pants because I got such big thighs.
But does it only feel like? And I'm not talking about wide leg jeans. What about just the straight leg? Jeans.
Straight leg.
Because you're not used to wearing them. They're going to look wide leg, but I promise you they look better.
Straight leg jeans fit my thighs, but then it makes it look like I'm smuggling like puppies in my
You
calf.
Just
I'm
feel like you, that because you're not no. used to it.
Kimmy.
It's tough to break away
Kimmy,
from the skinny
no.
jeans, but I promise you it looks better.
These are not skinny jeans. These are slim fit. These feel better, but
they're kind of skinny.
Okay. I want to talk about a message we got from Keenan.
Okay.
Talking about men and jeans, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, American Eagle has the best jeans ever made. Stretchy enough to live but still look good. And I'm looking at a picture of Keenan, and forgive me, bud, if I'm wrong. He looks like he's in his early 30s.
Okay.
Is it okay for a 30-year-old man to buy his jeans at American Eagle?
It's tough right now because I feel like a lot of those brands that you shopped for when you were a kid are now making a push for an older set to come in and buy them. And I will say a lot of those brands, the jeans work. Abercrombie, American Eagle, Gap, wherever you were shopping as a kid. But it's hard to go into that store without feeling old. Mm-hmm. The jeans look great and they're fine and they fit you great, I'm sure. But like, it's the process of buying the jeans that makes you feel uncomfortable.
That's right. Where you buy them online. You don't have to go to the store to do
it. Yeah, but you got to try them on.
There's a return process.
I'm not going to judge anybody for wearing those brands. It's just like when you're in the store around a bunch of teenagers doing their back-to-school shopping, it's going to feel a little weird.
All right, so I agree with you there because every kid that works in one of those stores is my kid's age.
Yeah.
Right? So that bothers me. The other thing that's a little bit creepy to me, I don't want to be like at the bar or at an event or something with my kids and like I like bend over, like my sweatshirt comes up and everyone can see as a 39-year-old man I'm wearing American.
But have you noticed that a lot of those brands don't put their logos on things anymore?
They don't?
No.
Interesting.
So I think they're making it more difficult to tell what brand it is on purpose. So you don't feel awkward rocking a pair of American Eagle jeans.
Is that a real thing? Because maybe I'll go take a... No, I can't walk into an American Eagle.
That's what I mean. It's just walking in. That's the hard part.
No, because my kid also shops there. So she's going to be shopping while I'm shopping at the same store. That feels weird. You know, another interesting take here, because, all right, the jean is the one article of clothing you're most likely to hold on to forever if you find the right pair, because once for men a pair of jeans is perfectly broken in, it's like an angel on your shoulder. And I'm not kidding.
Enjoy them while you can.
Well, no, if your jeans are perfectly broken in, you will wear them even if they get stained up and the stains will come out. You will wear them even if they start to fray in certain places. And they get to a point where if there's a legit rip or you blow a seam in the crotch or the leg, it's like you've lost a member of your family. So
you could do what our dads did and just wear them anyways.
Well, no, I mean, there are some holes that you just can't keep wearing them.
I don't know.
All right. I squatted down in a pair of jeans that were perfectly broken in 2 years ago, and I blew out the inner thigh seam of the jean.
Ooh.
And that is unfixable.
Yeah, you can't.
That might be permanent, yeah.
Can't come, yeah.
Also, it was a hockey tournament weekend, and it was the only pair of jeans that I brought with me.
Gonna have a bad time.
And it happened in the second period, so I had to like
maneuver around your waist.
No, I just had to like, I like kept my hand over my exposed thigh watching these teenage girls play hockey.
Awkward.
That wasn't weird. But JTL writes us on Instagram. He says, I go to thrift stores and secondhand stores, whatever fits. I'm cheap, but I only wear them when I have to. All right. If you go to thrift stores to buy your jeans, in theory, you're buying pre-broken in jeans.
Game used jeans, yeah. I don't know.
That bothers you?
It doesn't bother me, but I don't know if I would do it myself.
Well, don't you wonder why the person gave them up in the first place?
Well, maybe they died. In which case...
My point exactly.
Score, I don't die in those jeans, fine. I don't care. Because like, it takes a while to break in a good pair of jeans. If those jeans are already movable and flexible and they're going to fall on me the right way, maybe going to the thrift store is the best way to buy jeans.
I have no problem with buying thrift store jeans. The only problem I run into with the thrift store jeans is, again, I feel like I owned these jeans at one point in time. Am I too old to wear these jeans again?
Okay, but here's the thing about women, and you and my wife and you are doing this right now. You're wearing the same jeans my 15-year-old daughter wears.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, right? Like, you look like a teenager, and it doesn't matter.
I know, but again, like, I also don't want to be stuck in the same thing I was wearing 10 years ago.
I get that. The point I'm trying to make is, if Timmy and I were to put on the jeans that a 15-year-old kid wears, we would be arrested immediately. Were you?
I don't know. I think you should try it.
You and my wife walked. I told this story on the air. My wife needed new jeans.
Yeah.
So she went into American Eagle to buy jeans. And she walked around and she shopped for like 45 minutes. And my wife, who is older than I am, bought a couple of pairs of jeans. And there was an interaction, Timmy, where she gets to the front and everybody who's behind the counter is my oldest daughter's age. And the girl's like, do you have an email on file with us? My wife had not been in American Eagle. She goes, yes. And she gives her the email. And the girl's like, it's not coming up. When's the last time you used it here? And she goes, 1997? And the girl was like, I was born in 2008.
I'm surprised the girl didn't say, you had email back then?
But like, You have it so much. Women do not understand in jeans world
how
easy they have.
Honestly, though, I think every style of jean right now is popular with women's styles. Like, I can go into a store and there's a whole wall full of every style jean you could possibly imagine. It actually makes it a little more confusing because I don't know what I'm supposed to be wearing.
Okay. I mean, whatever you're wearing looks fine. You don't look weird.
Thank you. See, I'll take not weird.
That's how you raise people up and not chop them down when they feel comfortable in their skinny jeans that they don't want to get rid of.
You do you.
Shut up. Let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you think professional athletes, you think big and tough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Scary. But it turns out something was so scary that these two athletes at the peak of their game decided there is no way I am sleeping in this room.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tonight, the Dodgers and Brewers get after it. Game 3 back in Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles. And we're not a big show that talks about baseball much. But this story is not about baseball. Because when the Dodgers were in Milwaukee playing the Brewers for the first two games, they stayed at a hotel that is apparently infamous among MLB players. It's called the Pfister Motel. And the Pfister Motel has been around for over 100 years and full of ghosts.
Okay. So it's an old haunted hotel.
Haunted hotel.
I'm guessing it's probably pretty fancy considering the teams are staying there.
Yeah, MLB players.
There's a reason they picked this one.
So there apparently have been dozens of stories over the last 50 years of MLB players hearing, seeing, feeling things while sleeping in this hotel.
All right.
It was so bad that Mookie Betts and Teoscar Hernandez, both LA Dodgers, refused to stay there for games 1 and 2 in Milwaukee. They went and got their own hotel rooms in different hotels.
So they didn't even care how it looked to their teammates or anybody. That's how convinced they are that there's something in that room.
And they were that bothered they had to leave. Yeah. Now, Tommy on vacation, Kimmy in the big girl chair, terrible time Timmy joining us, baseball guy here. I want to start with Kimmy's point that she makes. I'm not going to tell you should or shouldn't be afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. If something makes you uncomfortable,
yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
You would be letting your coworkers know you are so scared of ghosts that you couldn't even be in that building. That would be more embarrassing than actually having to sleep in the room, right?
I would think so. But I guess that goes to show how much they believe that it's haunted.
So Teoscar Hernandez actually, he commented on this and said his wife was the one that told
him. Sure, blame his wife.
Should not know. He really said that. He said, my wife
said. You know, my wife's really, really scared. So we're going to have to move.
But she wouldn't have been staying there with him anyway. She said she was scared for him.
Oh.
So she wanted to move.
Okay.
So that's why he moved.
That sounds to me like a conversation they had, like, you can use me as an excuse if you need to.
But doesn't that make you seem like more of a bitch? Like, I respect Mookie
Betts
a little
bit more. My wife is not even here, told me I can't stay here.
All right, so just to check around the room. Kimmy, I know you're not a ghost person. I'm not a big ghost person. Timmy, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No, you don't.
Which means if I saw or felt something, I would be freaked out more so than just, like, the entertainment aspect of ghost hunting or whatever.
So Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies claims that he stayed in that hotel one night.
Yeah.
When he woke up, all of his clothes were on the floor, his suitcase was open, and he forced them to move his room.
So why do these teams keep staying at this hotel?
It's a great question.
You would think it would be a disadvantage if nobody's sleeping or if people are so creeped out by it that it's throwing them off for the next day.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers are up 2-0 right now, so it wasn't that much
of a
disadvantage.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's a good question. There's
got to be other hotels in the area.
Unless it's the only really, really, really nice hotel in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Milwaukee is a hotbed for five-star hotels.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, this is the nicest place, the only place you're able to keep the whole team. I don't know, man. Like, I would be afraid, especially in a macho situation.
Of like saying anything.
Yeah, professional
like, I'm just
going to
sit here, not sleep, sweat it out for the night, and hope nothing happens that creeps me out.
Absolutely, right? And I don't know. It's like, there's no story of anyone dying. You know what I mean? Like, if the last 10 years, seven opposing players, team players, had died in this hotel. Like, okay, I get it.
It's somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts. There is part of me that's like, if these grown ass men are willing to admit that they don't want to sleep there and leave their team behind to do so, maybe there's something creepy going on at that place.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's ghosts, but.
What
you know,
else would it be?
They're convinced enough.
If it's not,
I don't know, somebody like messing with their room. I don't know.
That would be awesome if there was just a hired hand in this place.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here, this opposing team is in here. Let's go get a competitive advantage and manipulate some stuff to where it looks like it's some outer
Make
being.
Some Good creepy luck noises.
Out there. Well, I mean, look, we've seen, you know, fans of teams like do like honking car parades around hotels at 3 o'clock in the morning
and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess it's not out of the question. But for someone to be able to pull this off for 50 years, what do you just pass it down to your kids and your grandkids? But again, it wasn't enough to keep the Dodgers from going up 2-0.
Mm.
I don't know. All right. So I guess the Dodgers really want to sweep this series so they don't have to go back and stay at this spooky hotel in Milwaukee.
I mean, you got to book somewhere else, right?
They don't.
You have guys not willing to stay there?
Every major league team apparently stays in this hotel when they're in Milwaukee.
Okay. Guess stick with tradition.